Okay, everybody. Shalom uvracha. Shavua tov and chodesh tov. Welcome back to Shmiras Halashon class learning on Aleph Adar Beis, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Levai, we should be zocha to the same salvation and deliverance that the Jews merited to be saved in the time of Haman and Achashverosh. We shall merit to be immediately saved in our time from those who rise up to destroy us. Let's begin to Tfilah HaDibur. Rabbana sha'olam hiratzum afanecha, arachum mechan, and shukas akeni haimu v'chol yom, lishmer piu lishani, milashan hara urechilis, v'azam ledaber afil ish yachid, v'kosh ken akla yishal, o achilik mehem, v'kosh ken misroim amidosav shal kosh barchu, v'azam ledaber divi shaker, chanufa mechol kes kaas gaiva, o na astvarim, halbanas panim leitzanas v'chol dibar asr, v'zakeni shalol ledaberim ke davar hatzarich linani gufi v'nafshi, v'yukam asai v'diburai, l'shem shamayim, amen v'amen. We are learning as a schos for the Aliyah Neshama and the Zechira Neshama Latova for Tzvi Gershon Ben Yoel V'chana Olav HaShalom. Neshama shall have a continuous Aliyah Neshchus of this Divrei Torah on this realm of Avodas Hashem to which we commit ourselves, as well as a schos Aliyah and Zechira Latova for the Neshama of Zev Wolf Ben Yeshaya Olav HaShalom, as well as a continued Refuah and Yeshua for Barach HaVigay Bas Rachel Gita. So let's get into our learning. So given that it is Rosh Chodesh Adar Beth, the month of Purim, the theme of Megillas Esther is obviously on all of our minds. And this year is going to be based on, interestingly, we see something very interesting in Megillas Esther. And I sat down to prepare, I realized the theme of silence permeates the book of Esther, and the theme of not being silent permeates the book of Esther. So there are times in life when we have to know when to be silent and when to hold our tongues, and there are times in life when we have to know when to speak and how to speak and when not to hold our tongues. So we're going to be looking at different psukim in the Megillah as the foundation of our Shmiras Halashon Shir. So I'm going to screen share with you. Here we go. Okay, so you should be able to see that says Megillas Esther, chapter 2. It's very, very interesting, and it's well known that the name of this Megillah is Megillat Esther. The name itself is a paradox. Megillah legalot means to reveal. Esther means hidden, as in the Gemara Chulin 139b. That teaches us that Esther is from the words Hester Panim, hidden. So Megillat Esther itself means to reveal, legalot. Esther, to hide. So there are times when must reveal secrets, and there are times when must keep their mouth closed and not reveal anything. The Pasuk in Mishlei tells us, there's a Pasuk in Mishlei, it's Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Mishlei 11:13, speaks about this idea. Holeich Rachil Megale Sod, one who goes about gossiping reveals a secret. The Neman Ruach Michase Davar, but one of trustworthy spirit covers up the matter. Holeich Rachil Megale Sod. The Neman Ruach Michase Davar. So there are times when a person goes about revealing secrets, and there are times when someone must be trustworthy and keep a matter hidden and covered up. And this dual theme is found throughout Megillas Esther. So in Parak Beis of Megillas Esther, okay, the Parak Alp tells us about the party and the celebrations, and Vashti's refusal to come to the king, and Vashti's guilt. And Achashverosh misses his wife. After some time, he realizes, what's a king without a king? They're going to make a whole contest. They're going to gather all the maidens from the provinces, and whoever Achashverosh likes the best, she will be queen. Tragedy of tragedies and horrors of horrors. Who is the one that Achashverosh likes the best? Atilakach Esther al Hamach Achashverosh. Esther was taken to King Achashverosh to the royal palace in the 10th month, which is Teves, in the 7th year of his rule. Vayahav Hamalach es Esther mikol anashim, and the king loved Esther more than all of other women. Atisachin v'chesed lefanav mikol b'sulos, and she found grace and charm and favor in his eyes more than all the other virgins. Vayasim kesher machus b'rosha v'miched tachas Vashti, and he puts the crown of royalty on her head, and he anoints her as queen instead of Vashti. Vayasim melech mishta gadol, and the king made a great feast, the fast of Esther, mishta Esther, it's a celebration of the new queen. And then we are told in Perek Beis, Pasuk Chaf, chapter 2, verse 20. Ein Esther Magedas Moladata, Esther did not reveal her birth, her heritage, her nation. That's Ama. Kasher tzivala Mordechai. Mordechai told her, listen, you've just become the queen. Don't tell anyone who you are, who your family is, what nation you're from. That's Ma'amar Mordechai Estosa. The word of Mordechai Esther did. Kasher haisa ba'amnamito. Like she did when she was brought up by him. So we know that Mordechai raised her. Vayhi omein es Esther. It's actually right here in the earlier in the pasuk. Right here. Vayhi omein es Esther. He Esther basodo. You see, he raised Esther. Omein, like from the word nursemaid, like from the word mother. He raised her because she was an orphan. Presumably her parents were killed at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon and Galus Yehuda. So Mordechai raised her. So one of the things he raised her with is this midah of silence. That's Ma'amar Mordechai Esther Osa Kasher Haisa, but I'm not Ito. And Esther does not tell of her nation, and she does not tell of her birth heritage, like Mordechai commanded upon her. And the word of Mordechai, Esther did, just like when she was raised by him. So one of the midos that he imbued into her is this idea of a Jew must know when to be silent. A Jew must know that not everything needs to be revealed. We're going to Medrash Bereishis Rabbah, which you see right here. You should see on my screen, it says Bereishis Rabbah Ayin Aleph. Nancy, you're the only one I could see right now. Could you see my screen that I moved to a different screen? Can you see what's on my screen, Nancy? Yeah? I hope so. Okay, so let's look at this Medrash. Medrash Esther, no, Medrash Bereishis Rabbah. Okay, Parsha Ayin Aleph, Simon Hey. This is Medrash Bereishis Rabbah, 71:5. Leah, oh, I forgot to get my pointer. I find it easy and pleasing for all when I teach with my pointer. So here we go. Now you know where I'm up to. The Medrash traces the midah of silence in Esther back to her foremother. And we're going to look at the midah of Leah, one of the primary midahs of Leah, and the primary midah of Rachel. And we will see how their primary midah was transferred through the generations to their descendants. So what was Leah's midah? Leah tafsa pelach hodaya. What is a pelach? I'm going to tell you. Leah grasped, or Leah owned, Leah took ownership of, so to speak, the spindle of thanks. Hodaya. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeh yamasal Hashem, nagida v'nismecha bo. Hodu l'Hashem ki tov ki lo'am chasdo. Modim anachnu lach. Leah tafsa pelach hodaya. Leah held the spindle of being thankful. I just want to tell you what the Eitz Yosef says, commentary to the Medrash. Eitz Yosef says, Klomar umnos umaisa hoda'a. Her craft and her deeds, this is Eitz Yosef commenting on the Medrash, Klomar umnus umanus vina'asa hoda'a. Her craft and her deeds, maisa hoda'a, were always full of giving thanks. Okay, so she grabbed the spindle of thanks. And Eitz Yosef continues and says, V'lefisha derecha isha lismoch yada b'pelach, because it is the way of a woman to hold the spindle in her hand, lazah amar, therefore it says, tafsa pelach hodiya. Therefore, the Eitz Yosef is quoting the Ifei Tohar that says, since it's the way of the woman to hold the spindle in her hand, that's why the Medrash says, Leah grasped the spindle of thanks. Okay, so that means it was her craft and her deeds were always giving thanks. V'amdu himena ba'le hodaya, and all of Leah's descendants were those who gave thanks, just like their foremother Leah, Yehuda, and Paraklamet Chas, by the Maisa, the incident of Yehuda and Tamar, his daughter-in-law. She's being taken out to be killed, and she says, who does this signet, and the cape, the wrap, belong to? By he, I am pregnant. And Yehuda did not say anything. He said, Tzadka, she is right, mimeni, from me she is nisabra. Tzadka, mimeni, is an indication of Yehuda's acknowledgement that she was right and he was wrong. So you might say, how is that giving thanks? The word mod, I don't really want to get into it so much because of time, but mod means not only to give thanks, it also means to admit. One of the traits by which Torah is acquired, as per Pirkei Avos Perek Vav, is moda al ha'emes. Moda al ha'emes doesn't mean only giving thanks for the truth, it means being able to admit the truth. The same shorash of hoda'a, to give thanks, is le moda, to admit. Yehuda was able to admit that someone was greater than him. That's really what the essence of giving thanks is. It's a humility that we acknowledge. When I give thanks to somebody, genuine thanks, you did something for me. That means in this moment, you're better than me. I owe you for something. I acknowledge and I admit that right now, I am indebted to you. So we see the same midah in Yehuda, the ability to be modeh. David Amar Hodu Hashem Kitov. We said it in Hallel. Hodu Hashem Kitov Kilam Chasto. Today's Rosh Chodesh Adar. Hodu La Hashem. David, who came from Leah, of course, Malchus from Yehuda. Hodu La Hashem. Give thanks to God, for He is good. Amida of Leah. Daniel Amar. What did Daniel say? Lach Allah Avahasi Mahode Umeshabech Ana. This means, well, we could tell what the end means, the beginning means, Daniel, a descendant of the royal family, employed this trait, to you, God of my forefathers, Lach, to you, Allah Avahase, the God of my forefathers, Mehodei, I will give thanks, Umishabech Ana, and I will give praise to you. So we see that Leah grabbed the spindle in her hand of admitting and giving thanks, and this was present and apparent in her descendants. Rachel tafsa pelach shtika. What was the midah of Rachel? If Leah's midah was giving thanks and the ability to admit, what was the midah of Rachel? Rachel grabbed the midah, the spindle of silence. Ba'amdu kol baneha ba'alei mistirut. And all of her descendants were masters of secrecy. How do we see? Ba'alei mistirut, masters of secrets. Binyamin. Oh, I was so excited when I was preparing this because it's such hashkacha. The Midrash quotes David who says, Hodu Hashem Kitov. Today is Rosh Chodesh, and in Hallel we say, Hodu Hashem Kitov Kilam Chasto. So this Midrash doesn't only relate to the midah of speaking and science that we're exploring in today's Shemesh Lashon class, but it's also very timely because today is Rosh Chodesh. Then I was very excited because Binyamin, Yashva, what is Yashva that indicates Binyamin was silent? It's one of the stones, it's Binyamin's stone on the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. And in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Pekudei, I will tell you which pasuk it is. It's in the Parsha, so this is timely also for the Parsha's Shavua. It is in Parsha's Pekudei, Parak Lamites, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Pekudei 39:13. The Torah is listing the Big Day Kohuna. This week's Parsha, Mamish, the Torah is listing the Big Day Kohuna. It's listing the stones that are on the chosh and the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. And in the final row, the last stone is called Yashve. What does that mean? That's Binyamin's stone. So we see already Rachel grabbed this craft, the spindle of silence, and all her children were masters of secrets. Binyamin, Yashve, Yesh Peh. Yashve is a contraction of Yesh Peh, there is a mouth. Yodea b'michraso shel Yosef, ve'eino magid, Binyamin knew about the sale of Yosef, Perek Lamed Zayin, ve'eino magid, and he did not tell. So interestingly, how do we know that he knew about the sale of Yosef? That's a very good question. So the article footnote notes as follows. There does not appear to be any other scriptural source for the idea that Binyamin was aware of his brother's sale of Yosef. This is the only known source that Binyamin was actually aware of the sale of Yosef. Rather, the Medrash means Yashva, Yeshpeh, indicates Binyamin was aware, but nonetheless silence. The Medrash, however, does not explain how Binyamin was aware of his brothers who sold Yosef. Presumably, he was not there when they sold Yosef. Eitz Yosef suggests that Yitzchak, his grandfather, who knew about the sale, told Binyamin, although he had not told Yaakov. Alternatively, it was revealed to him through prophecy. So just a side point, I found that interesting. This is the only reference that we have that Binyamin actually knew about the sale, but he did not reveal. Yesh Peh. Binyamin has a mouth. The stone is Yashve, but he knew when to be silent. Shaul, a descendant from the tribe of also Binyamin, Rachel, Vestivarham Lucha Lo Higido, what is this referring to? Shaul did not tell his uncle that Shmuel said that he, Shaul, would be the future king of Israel. The silence was a sign of his profound modesty. So we see that Rachel held the spindle of silence. Excuse me, there was a midah that was passed down to her children and her descendants. Binyamin didn't tell about the sale. Shaul did not tell that he was going to be anointed king. Esther. Ain Esther Magadis Muladatav Es Amar. Esther, who, like her uncle Mordechai, come her paternal uncle. So she comes from the tribe of Binyamin, just like Mordechai. Ain Esther, Magedes Malata, the Es Ama. Esther did not tell about her heritage and about her nation. I just thought about something interesting, actually, as I'm speaking. This Midah, because Mordechai was also from the tribe of Binyamin. He was an Ishimini, he was from the tribe of Binyamin. So I just thought something interesting. Where did Esther learn this from? Well, Mordechai raised her. We know right here in the Pasuk, by he omein es hadasa, he Esther bastodo, ki ein lo aveim. He, Mordechai, raised Esther. Omein is like a nursemaid, the word nursemaid. He was the one who raised her because Esther was his niece. She did not have a father or a mother. So when the Pasuk tells us that Esther maintained her silence, Ain Esther Magedes Moal Tav Esther, while she was silent, Kasher Tzivala Mordechai, like Mordechai commanded her, that's Mamre Mordechai Esther, who said, the word of Mordechai Esther did Kasher Haisa Ba'amna Ito, like she was when she was brought up with him. So you could add to the, we can't add to the Medrash, but just expand a little bit further. Mordechai was also from the tribe of Binyamin. And where did Esther learn to be silent from? She learned it from Mordechai. Kasher Haisa Ba'amna Ito. So the Medrash tells us that you see that the matriarchs, Rachel and Leah, passed the spindle that they held into their hand, in their hand, down to their descendants. Leah was one who was able to be Moda. She passed this down to her children. Yehuda, David HaMelech, Chodul Hashem Kitov, Daniel, to the God of my fathers, Mehode U'Meshabachana, to the God of my fathers, I will give thanks and I will praise. Whereas Rachel grabbed the craft of silence, and all of her descendants were masters of secrets. Benjamin did not tell about the sale, no one was allowed to reveal it. Shaul did not tell he was going to be king. And finally, the Midrash says Esther did not reveal her birthplace, her heritage, or her nation, like Mordechai commanded her. And we added on just a little bit, which is the idea that she actually learned this from Mordechai, also from the tribe of Binyamin, who raised her. Okay, so that's Nekuda one, number one. That's the Pasuk, Ein Esther Magedes Mulada Tav Eshama. We see how crucial is the Midah of knowing for a person to know when to hold their tongue. It is not necessary to reveal everything that happens. It is not necessary to reveal all the details of one's private life to other. And sometimes, especially in the society in which we live, this is very difficult because we live in a very open, a very public, a very broadcast society where people feel the need not only to post everything, but also to say everything. And it's a challenge, and it's something to know that the midah of knowing when to hold our tongue is a midah of tznius. It's a challenge. I'm speaking to myself. Don't you ever say something and then you say, after, why did I say it? Does that never happen to you? Because we live in such a promiscuous time, Rahman al-Atslan, it affects the midah of speech. We are used to revealing everything. People are just used today to posting everything, saying everything, and revealing everything. And it's a challenge. And we have to remember that the midah of Rachel Imenu is the midah of silence. Her descendants were masters at secret. It is a midah of tznius, and it's also a midah, knowing when to hold her tongue, that can save a life. Or in Esther's case, ended up saving her nation. So on the one hand, Esther was silent. She and Mordechai were masters of secrecy. They both came from Michal. On the other hand, there are times when a person cannot be silent. And the art of speaking is knowing when to be silent. Ain Esther Magedes Mulada Tav Eshama. On the other hand, knowing when it's a chayav, a chiyuv, when one must speak. And distinguishing and differentiating between the two is not always easy. But that is the task and the role of every Eved Hashem. Now we go to Esther chapter 4. Okay, so we're going to go to the end of Esther chapter 4. In the interim, Esther becomes queen. Mordechai won't bow down to Haman. Haman does not like Mordechai or his nation. He comes up with a plot which Ahasuerus agrees to and gives permission, and they're going to kill all the Jews. So Mordechai sends word to Esther that you need to go to the king to save Am Yisrael. And Esther does not like this idea. All the servants of the king and every province of the king knows that any man or woman who goes to the king, to the inner chamber, if he has not been called, there is one law. He will be put to death. Unless the king makes an exception and extends his royal scepter, the golden scepter, I've not been called for 30 days. So meaning, surely the king will call me. Let's wait. I don't want to go. He might execute me. But Mordechai says to Esther, the exact opposite of how she was raised. Until now, everything, the way he raised her, was the midah of their foremother, Rachel. Lamida av Binyamin, Lamida av Shaul, silence. And all of a sudden everything changes. Vayomer Mordechai Lashiva Esther. Mordechai says to send back word to Esther. Al Tadami Benafshech. Now we know Dom means two things in Lashon HaKodesh. Dalad Mem means silent. Ulecha Dumia Tehila Vayidom Aaron. Al Tadami Benafshech. Ulecha Dumia Tehila is from Tehillim. Vayidom Aaron is from Shmini Perek Yod. Al Tadami Benafshech is right here. Right? So Dalad Mem means silence. And Dalad Mem also means blood. Vayomer Mordechai Lashiva Esther. Mordechai now says, everything I taught you, now you have to change everything. Until now I taught you, a Jew must be silent. He must know the midah and the art of tzdias, and he must know the art of saving his life with silence. What does Mishlei tell us? I think it's Mishlei 18:21. Mavis v'chayim biyad halashon. V'ochel v'ohaveh ochel piryah. Mavis, I'm pretty sure it's Mishlei 18:21. Azor Hashem, yes. Mishnah 18:21, Mavis v'chayim b'yad halashon. Death and life are in the hands of the tongue. And that's exactly what Esther had to be taught, and that's exactly what Megillat Esther, Megillah, sometimes we must reveal. Esther, sometimes you must cover up and be silent. We have to daven for siyata d'shmai, to know when to close our mouths and to know when to open our mouths. That's exactly what the name of the Megillah means. Megillah Esther, reveal, be quiet. Reveal, cover up. Speak, don't speak. Her whole upbringing, she was brought up by he brought her up to be silent. And all of a sudden, everything changes. So part of the Nisayon for Esther was not only in going to the king, but now it was in not being silent. When we look at the Avos, I forget where this is brought down. It's not my Omech Shava. But the Nekuda of Nisayon for the Avos, especially Avram, was to go against their nature. That's the greatest Nisayon. So Avram was the Baal Chesed par excellence. The hardest, most difficult, incomprehensible Nisayon was to shech his son, to offer him as a korban. Why? Because it seems to be the exact opposite of Chesed. So the largest struggle of a Nisayon is to go against your character. So Esther's character, her name is Esther. Esther min ha-Torah v'nayin, Chulin 139, Bi'anochi Esther Esther pranayimi ken b'yamahu. To keep hidden, to keep silent. And generally, the midah of a Jew is shmiras alashon, to guard our tongue, to know it, to keep silent. But now Esther's role changes entirely. All of a sudden, she goes from upbringing of knowing to be like Shaul, like Binyamin, like Rachel, who have the spindle of secrecy and silence. And all of a sudden, Yomer Mordechai lahashivel Esther, al tadami b'nafshech. You can no longer be silent in your soul. Al tadami b'nafshech. Do not allow the silence to persist in your soul. I'm not translating the words according to Pshat, rather according to our shir today. Al tadami b'nafshech. Wait a minute, everything's changing. Al tadami, do not remain silent, b'nafshech, in your soul. Santa Pshat. All of a sudden, do not be silent within your soul. Do not think you will escape in the house of the king more than any other Jews. And he reinforces it. He says, Ki machareish techarishi beisazos. Until now, he's telling her to make yourself like a cheresh. And all of a sudden, he's saying, do not make yourself like a cheresh. A Jew has to know. There are times we must close our mouth. There are times when we have to be silent. I was away for the weekend. I left Thursday afternoon, and I got back yesterday late in the afternoon. So I was away half a day Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. So I left instructions for the people in the house, certain things to be done. So I saw that something wasn't utilized or wasn't done, whatever. So when that person came into the house, I said, why wasn't so-and-so done? And I was like, okay, I'm a normal person with certain midos, and I felt like a little frustrated that hadn't gotten done. I'm not giving any details because it's so silly if I would say about whatever. I'm like, I specifically left it where it needed to be taken care of and done. So then the person came into the house and I felt annoyed. I said in a very neutral tone, you know, why did that? And the person said, I forgot. I didn't say a word. I did not say a word. I wanted to say more. I didn't say a word. I asked my question. I got the answer. I didn't say a word. It's hard. For the Gedolim, I don't know if it's hard, but for a normal person, it's hard. So our upbringing has to be to hold the spindle of silence. But wait! Al tadami b'nafshich! Dom, silence! Do not let the silence remain in your soul anymore. Imachareish tachareishi, do not be deaf. Now you have to speak. when it comes to chas v'shalom criticisms, machlokas, ka'as, gaiva, onas, dvarim, all the things we daven for, the tefillah al-dibur, machlokas, strife, ka'as, anger, gaiva, haughtiness, onas, dvarim, verbal abuse, leitzanus, mockery, v'chol dibur asur, grab the spindle of silence, think of Rachel. My ultimate silence, her father tricked and put her, that's by where Rachel Rachel silence is. I don't think I clarified that. I didn't clarify that. Sorry, I should have just said explicitly. When it says that Rachel grabbed the craft of silence, what we are referring to is the fact that when her father switched the bride, she did not speak. Sorry, I didn't say it because I thought it was obvious, but it should have been stated. When it says that Rachel grabbed the craft of silence, what we're speaking about is her silence when her father switched the brides and she did not say anything. Okay. So a person has to know in life when to be silent. And that's how Mordechai raised Esther. But wait. If you persist in your silence at this time, salvation and deliverance will stand for the Jews for another place. Of course, an allusion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you and your father's house will disappear into the mists of history. Tovedu. This is your defining moment. This, for this, you have risen to the malchus of being a queen for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every Jew is mamlachas kohanim. We are a melucha. We are a kingdom. And how is your queenship defined? By your courage. And what's your courage? Speaking. Because until now, your defining spindle of your life that you grabbed in your hand all the time was silence. And that's how she was raised by Mordechai, who was also from the tribe of Benjamin, by he Omenas Hadassa. He Esther. He taught her to be Esther. Her real name's Hadassa. But she's called Esther because she's a woman of silence and secrecy, like her foremother and her ancestors. But how will you reach the pinnacle of achievement? By going against your teva, like Avram had to go against his teva. That's the greatest sign of a person's life. Go against your teva. In Avram's case, it was to go against his innate midah of chesed. In her case, it's to go against the innate midah of knowing when to be silent. The Pasuk tells us, not the Pasuk, that is the Pasuk, the Medrash Esther Rabbah, that was Bereshis Rabbah. The first Medrash we did was Bereshis Rabbah. This is Medrash Esther Rabbah. You should see on the screen, it says Medrash Esther Rabbah Ches Vav. Yes, Parsha Ches, Simon Vav. Okay. If you persist in their silence, Im tishtiki achshav shalo lelameir senegorial umaseich. If you persist now in your silence and you do not come to the defense of your nation, so feich l'shtok l'asid l'vo. In the end, you will be silenced in the next world. Ve'enach pishchon peh. What are you going to say in the Beis Din Shamala when they ask you, why didn't you do whatever you could to save Am Yisrael? L'ama sh'atichol l'asos tov b'yamayich v'lo asis. Through your speech, through taking action, through now opening up and being the Megillah instead of the Esther, the revealer instead of the master of secrets, you have a chance to save Am Yisrael. And when you go up to Shemayim, Mordechai said to her, you're going to be silenced by the shame of not coming to the defense of Am Yisrael, and you will not have a word of defense to say. You could have done something so good in your life to save Kaiser and you didn't do so. You will not have anything to say. The Medrash has explained that that's why it's a double lashon. Why does Mordechai say to her, "Im hacharish tacharishi"? Hacharish, if you're silent now, tacharishi, you will be silent in the future. Im hacharish, if you are like a mute now, in other words, you'd be silent, tacharishi in the future, i.e., mamish in the future, l'asid lavo. And Kosh Baruch Hu brings you to the Din V'chashman, you're going to have nothing to say. Im tishtiki achshav, though even though I raised you to always be silent, I'm changing the law. I'm changing my command. Now you have to know that Kosh Baruch Hu gave you koach adibur. Now you have to use it. So when it comes to criticism and machokas and lashon hara and rechidus, you have to close your mouth. But when it comes to compliments and positive reinforcement, and a kind word, and sharing Divrei Torah, you have to open your mouth. Esther teaches us about the art of knowing when and how to use our tongues, and when and how not to use our tongues. Megillat Esther. She had to know when to reveal and she had to know when to be silent. Im tishtiki achshav shelolo amitz anegar l'maseich sofech lishtok l'asid avo. Ve'inach pishchon pa. Lama sh'al yachol l'asot tova b'yameich v'lo asid. In the future, you will not have anything to defend yourself by. When they ask you, you could have done good in your life, Rami Shah, and you did not, because you maintained your silence, now it's the time to speak. Uma at tzavura she'kosh baruch hu minech asisho. And furthermore, Mordechai said to her, if you do not accept your role, if you do not accept your role, do you think Hashem will just leave Am Yisrael? He will abandon us, he will not save us. Because Baruch Hu will definitely save us. However, whether it's you or someone else, that's up to you to decide. The Medrash ends by quoting the end of the Pasuk. So at the beginning of the Pasuk, if you persist in your silence, or if you're silent now, tacharishi, you will be silent in asid lavo olam emes. Ravach vatzali, a mother Yehudi mimakom achar. Don't worry, Hashem will never abandon us. He will send a different redeemer. It just will not be. This is Medrash Esther Rabba, Parsha Ches, Simon Vav. Atu beis avich tovedu. So far, we have looked at two psukim from the Megillah. One in Parak Beis, Pasuk Chaf, where Esther's main meat is to be silent. Ein Esther Megillas Mu'al Tav Esama, Kasher Tivah Al-Mordechai, Esma'am Al-Mordechai Esther Osa, Kasher Haisa Ba'amna Ito. And we added on that because she was raised by Mordechai, who was also from the tribe of Binyamin, she understood the importance of silence, and that was her main meat. Even though her name was Hadassah, 1 second, why is my screen moving? It is now, Baruch Hashem. Now, Yomi is Hadassah, so her name is clearly Hadassah. He Esther doesn't have to mean her name is Esther. He Esther means she is one who is silent. Her name is Hadassah. He Esther, she is one who is one of secrets. And he's the one who raised her. And therefore, when he tells her to be quiet, the Pasuk makes sure to tell you, Kashar Haisa Ba'amna Ito. The Pasuk specifically points out that it's Mordechai who raised her because he's also from Binyamin. And as her guardian and teacher, Rabbi, and ultimately husband, he's the one who taught about the importance of silence. But on the other hand, Mordechai was saying, wait, all the rules are changing. Pikuach Nefesh Docha Kol. Until now, I told you to be quiet. Now I'm telling you that you must speak. Why? Because the life of Am Yisrael is on the line. And therefore, Al Tadami Binafsheikh, do not let the silence remain within your soul. If you make yourself like a mute, i.e. in this world, you will not have anything to say to Kodesh Baruch Hu when he asks you, why did you not come to the defense of Am Yisrael in this world, you could have done good. Two psukim. I want to now look at a third pasuk from Megillas Esther, and this is about Mordechai. So even though the Medrash does not include him in the list of masters of the spindle of silence, we clearly see from the Pshat of the Megillah that he's the one who raised her. So if she has the spindle of silence as her craft, it has to be that she learned it from Mordechai. Mordechai is the one who instructed her when to be quiet, and Mordechai is the one who instructed her when to speak, when to be the Megillah, and when to be the Esther, when to reveal and when to hide. I was in Los Angeles for the weekend. So Friday early morning, I went for a fast talk. And I was listening to a shiur by Rabbi Moshe Tzvi Weinberg. I don't know the source. I actually reached out to him to ask for the source, but I understand that Baruch Hashem and Rabbanim are very busy, or maybe I don't have the right email address. I don't know. I wanted to try and look it up. I never heard this before, but it's a very powerful idea. It's also about speech. Something that we say in the Tefillah Al Hadibra, which is how we always begin our class, Ve'ezarim l'dabra afil al shachid. I should be very careful not to speak about any individual. V'kosh kena klai yishar, I should be very careful not to speak lashon hara about klai yishar, which we have to be very careful not to speak lashon hara about different factions of klai yishar. I'm not talking about the olam hashinim; they're in a different category. But kitzur, the vast majority of Klal Yisrael, we have to be careful not to speak Lashon Hara about them. Ola chilek mehem, and not to speak about a portion of Klal Yisrael. V'kol shekeinim l'Yisrael eim amidos of shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have to be careful in how we speak about what Kodesh Baruch Hu measures out to this world, the midos of Hashem. And I'm very sensitive to it from reading Rav Avigdor Miller. People will say all the time, it's bad weather. It's awful out. Speak Lashon Hara about Hashem. What do you mean? Because it's raining, it's bad weather, it's awful? You hear it all the time. People say it all the time. How could you say that? Hashem is sending us a bracha of rain. Nesati mitar artzchem b'ito, yoru amalkosh, early rain, late rain. I know we're not in Eretz Yisrael, but wherever it rains, the whole earth needs water. How could anybody say it's awful? It's awful weather. It's bad weather. What does that mean? Is Hashem sending brachos from Shemaim? And we're saying it's bad weather? It's Lashon Hara about Hashem. If you read Rabbi Avigdor Miller, you know exactly what I'm speaking about. That's what he says. He says cantaloupes and strawberries and apples and oranges and bananas are falling down from Shemaim. People are 70% water. New human beings are being created. We're being sustained. How could you say it's awful weather? You could say, I got very wet when I went outside. It's inconvenient to run errands in the rain. Okay, fine. I mean, it's beautiful weather. We shouldn't say it's beautiful. We should say it's such pleasant weather to be outside. You have to be very careful. We're talking Lashon Hara about Hashem. Hashem doesn't know what kind of weather he should send. I'm not joking. So I heard Rabbi Moshe Tzvi Weinberg say the following. If I get the source, then blin eder, next time I'll let you know. But I'm telling you where I heard it from. Mordechai and Esther were living in a very difficult time. That's an understatement. They're living in a time of Shas Hashmad. They thought they were all going to be destroyed. In spikuach is nefesh is docha. Call now, Esther. Your spindle is silenced, but now you have to speak. Oh, but that's not your midah. Well, you have to go against your midah, because when it's the time of saving the Jews, you have to go against your nature. Speak up. But Pasuk tells us, after we're now in Perek Zion of the Megillah. Okay, we were first in Perek Beis, Pasuk Chaf. Then we were in Perek Dalet, Pesukim Yud Gimel, 3 Dalet. In each case, we did a Medrash by both. And now we came to Perek Zion. So we're at the party. The king and Haman come to the party. Lishtos, he missed there to drink with Esther Malka. And the king says to her at the second party, a party of wine, what is your request, Esther? I will give it to you. What is your request? Until half the kingdom. And Esther says, if I found favor in the eyes of the king, if it's good for the king, Tinasan li nafshi b'she'ela siva ami b'vakashasi. Shock of all shocks. What does she want? My soul and my nation. Because we have been sold. We have been destined to be destroyed, to be killed, to be slaughtered. This pasuk and word takes on new meaning in light of our shir. And she says, listen, if we were sold as slaves, then I would have been silent. I would have maintained my midah of being a cheresh. But since it's pikuach nefesh, I must speak up. Kaiso is used to wandering from town to town, Rechman al-San, and city to city, and Gauls to Gauls, and province 52 to province 43, province 36 to province 91, and 127 provinces in a big world to the four corners of the earth. I would have maintained the silence, but now I can't. Why? Because we're all going to be killed. And the king says to Esther, who is this? Who has done this terrible thing? And Esther says, each sarva oyev, this wicked enemy, Haman harbahazah. And Haman is terrified before the king. And the king gets up in his wrath from the feast of wine, and he goes to the royal garden, and Haman is begging for his life. And the manager says the angels are pushing him on the bed on top of Esther. So when the king returns from the garden where he went to try and cool off, Haman no fal ala mitosh or Esther Allah, he keeps trying to get up, says Manager Shrava, Esther Rabbah, and the angels keep pushing him down, and the melech says, what? Man, not if you want to kill your whole nation. You're trying to be with the queen while I'm right here? All of a sudden, Charvona speaks up, and Charvona says, wait, I have an idea. One of the chamberlains of the king. All of a sudden, Haman says, wait, I have a great idea. There's a tree, the gallows that Haman prepared for Mordechai. Mordechai, who spoke good about the king, is standing in the garden of Haman. Its height is 50 amos. And the king says, hang him upon it. I'm just thinking of something. The Midrash says that that plank of wood that Haman used came from the Teva of Noach. Noach was a master of silence. I wonder if that's connected, except I don't have time to think through it because of the time. I want to finish our shiur. Noach was a master of silence. The gallows which were prepared for Mordechai was a plank of wood, the center beam from the Teva of Noach. Noach represents silence. Mordechai was going to be hung on that, that because he commanded Esther to speak, to go against the Midah of silence, which was Noach's main Midah. He was absolutely silent. He never speaks, the whole parasha, he never speaks. Public service announcement. Unknown facts about Noach, unless you learn Picharetz, or whoever, I don't know, maybe other people speak about it. Noach does not talk at all, the whole parasha. I know at the end he has Nevuah and Perek Tessa, doesn't count. Nevuah is not his own speech. So the only, if not the only, major biblical personality, a minor biblical personality, Mamash does not talk. So Noach's Midah is silence. The beam of wood that Haman used to hang Mordechai was from Noach's Teva. It was therefore a plank of wood that represented silence. Mordechai's Midah was silence, but when Mordechai commands Esther to speak up and go against the innate Midah of silence, Al Tadami Benafshech, do not allow the silence to remain in your soul. He changes the gezeir against Klal Yisrael and against himself. And therefore, since they are no longer silent because of the time of Pikuach Nefesh, which is Docha HaKol, the plank of wood from the Teva of Noach, the first master of silence, that was going to be used for Mordechai, oh, now hangs their enemy. Okay, we went through it, even though I thought I didn't have time. That's beautiful. Wow. Baruch Pokeach Ivrim. It was a beam from the Teva. The Teva represents Noach's silence. Noach does not, I mean, in his life, I'm sure he spoke, but the Torah does not narrate that he ever spoke. Mordechai's Midah was silence, which is how he raised Esther. She's really Hadassah. He, Esther, her epitome is to be one who keeps secrets. But a moment of Pikuach Nefesh, Noach did not speak up of a moment of Pikuach Nefesh. It was Pikuach Nefesh, but Noach never davened for the people. He never argued to save them like Avram did for Sodom and Gomorrah, like Moshe did for Am Yisrael. Noach is criticized for this. Noach was silent in a time in Pikuach Nefesh. Wow. Wow. Mordechai was destined to be hung on a beam from the Teva had they persisted in their silence. At Ubeit Avich Tovedu. By the way, Beit Avich is Mordechai's house also. He's her paternal uncle. So when he says, At Ubeit Avich Tovedu, you and your father's household, he was the father's household. So maybe he was actually saying, oh my gosh, you never know what you're going to get in Torah. Oh my gosh. Maybe he was actually saying, we will all perish if you're silent. Where will we perish? On the beam from Noach's Teva, because he was the master of science and he was criticized. He should not have been silent. Oh my gosh. He should not have been silent. As a punishment, we will be hung on a beam from the Teva of Noach, because it's not enough to know when to be silent. Sometimes you have to know when to speak. Noach did not know when to speak. That's why it's called Mei Noach. And he's criticized very much. He never davened for the people. He never tried to change the Gezerah. That's where we're going to be hung. On a beam from the Teva of Noach, if you don't speak up. But because they went against their innate Teva, the Tidami Benafshech, the innate science in the soul, which was their Midah from Rachel, that they grabbed the spindle in their hand. They were able to go against that Midah. Therefore, they were saved. Not only was all of Am Yisrael saved, they personally were saved. And the gallows of silence was not theirs. In the end, it was Haman who was hung, and it was Haman who was silenced. Oh! Whoa. Because they were not silent, they were not hung on the tree that represented incorrect silence, Noach. My goodness. And therefore, Haman was ultimately silenced on the tree. That's pretty gewaldic. That is not what I heard from Rabbi Daniel Gladstein. Okay, now let me tell you what I heard quickly. Now our time is up. I really wanted to speak more about this, but I don't have time right now. Not Rabbi Daniel Gladstein. I don't know why I said that. Rabbi Moshe Tzvi Weinberg. Okay, I have to do this al rega achas. Bayomer chavona achal min esarisim lefnei melech gam hinei ha'etza asher asa haman lemordechai asher dibar tov al ha'melech omei beveis haman. Look at this phrase. Lemordechai asher dibar tov al ha'melech. The tree was prepared for Mordechai, who spoke good about the king. Moshe Tzvi Weinberg said, Mordechai asher dibar tov al ha'melech, no matter what happened and the horror of the situation they were going through, and the hiddenness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mordechai always spoke good about Hashem. Le Mordechai Yisher Dibra Tov Al HaMelech. It was a time of Shmad. They didn't know that they were going to be saved. You know they're going to be saved. They thought they were all going to be killed. There would always be a remnant of Kai Yisrael, but maybe it'll be a mass slaughter of the Jews. They didn't know. Yet, no matter what happened, Mordechai was one who was always Asher Dibra Tov Al HaMelech. He always had a good word to say about Kosh Baruch Hu. No, says Rav Dimla, you can't say the weather's awful. You're speaking Lashon Hara about Hashem. How could you say the weather's awful? Hashem's sending rain and we're saying it's bad weather. It's not bad weather. It's beautiful weather. It happens to be. I'm going to get wet. It's a little inconvenient to be outside. Okay. Wow. Okay. Mamash wow. Esther 2:20. Ein Esther Magaz Molal Taves Amak Asher Tziva Ala Mordechai. Esther was he Esther. She is the epitome of one who can keep a secret. Like who? Shaul, Benjamin, Rachel, her uncle Mordechai. So our defining characteristics is silence. As Ma'amar Esther, Mordechai Esther said, Kasher Haisa Ba'amna Ita. But we understand that this Midah really goes back to Mordechai, even though the Medrash that we looked at, that we learned, does not list him as a master of silence, but he was a Yeminini. So I don't know why the Medrash doesn't include him. He was clear from the tribe of Benjamin, Esther 2:5. Yishuhudi Haya Beshushan Abiro, Shmo Mordechai Ben Yair Ben Shimi Mekish Ish Yemini. It's from the tribe of Benjamin. It's interesting that the Medrash does not list him in the list of the masters of silence, because he was the one, Omenes Hadasa. He's the one who taught her to be silent. The Pasuk says that clearly. She maintained her silence, Kasher Haisa Ba'amna Ito. So Esther's main midah is to be Esther, to be hidden. Except that sometimes you must be Migala. All of a sudden, everything changes. The epitome of a Nisayon is going against your natural nature, going against your Teva. Vayomer Mordechai Lashiv Esther, Al Tadam Binafshech. Wait a minute. Everything that I just taught you in a time of Pikuach Nefesh, Al Tadami Binafshech. Do not let the silence remain the midah of your soul. Kimacharesh Techarishi Beisazos. You cannot be deaf. You cannot be mute. If you are mute here, if you do not speak up now, you will not be able to say anything in the Olam HaEmes. We learn the Medrash there as well. And what is Esther say? Okay, I will go. Vayavar Mordechai vayaskecha shitzavta alav Esther. Mordechai and Esther together have decided this is a time to speak up. Mordechai went and he did everything Esther commanded. And then we went to Perek Zayin, where this really comes together unbelievable. Perek Zayin pasuk tes, really mamish gevaldik. I did not think about this when I was preparing. I did not know this insight was going to come out. But wow. Vayomer charvona echad min sarisim lefnei melech. Gam hinei ha'eitz asher asa haman lemordechai asher dibar tov al ha'melech. Ah, be'eitz, bazal say, was the center plank of Noach's Teva. So the commentators debate, what does Noach have to do with Mordechai? It's a good kasha. What does Noach's Teva have to do with Haman and Mordechai? But I think that we uncovered, pun intended, new insight today. Noach was a master of silence, to a fault. You should be silent. Machlokas kas gaivel ashenhar v'chilus leitzanus should be silent. You have to know when to speak. When Hashem says, Hinini mashchisa mesa oretz, Avram was in silent. Moshe was in silent. Noach says, okay, you want to destroy everybody? No problem. I'll just build a teva. So the teva means word. Aseicha teva. Hashem says, start talking. Teva means word. Oh no, I have another shir soon. We have to finish up. Aseicha teva. Hashem says, now you have to talk. Until now you've been Noach. Passive, at rest, quiet. Hashem says, now I'm giving you an opportunity to speak. Rav says, no thanks, it's not for me. What do you mean it's not for you? You want to save the nation or not? Apparently not. He persisted in his silence. So the teva represents his silence. It's the opposite of what was meant to be. He was meant to build a teva, to use his words, to save Am Yisrael. The Zohar criticism, it's not Michal Horowitz who's saying he's criticized for this. That's why Pasuk Nishayahu calls it Mei Noach. What do you mean Mei Noach? It was Mei Hashem. No, it was Mei Noach because he was silent when he shouldn't have been silent. So therefore, Mordechai and Esther are about to be hung on the plank from the teva of Noach because they too are individuals of silence. And if one is silent when others are suffering, and if he does not speak up, he will be lost. At ubeit avich tovedu. He is also beit avich. He is exactly your father's house. Who else is there? It's him and her. He's her father's brother. He's saying, we're both going to die. You're in the position to save us, but you got to open your mouth. She's like, I don't know. I can't. I'm not a speaker. He's saying, well, now you're not going to be deaf. Now you're not going to be mute. Speak up. And maybe that's what Chazal mean when they say that the plank was from Noach's teva. It was a test for Esther and Mordechai. Would they be silent like Noach or teva? Would they find the words to save the people? And in fact, when they spoke up and found the words, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nahafechu, he turned it over. The plank that was meant to hang Mordechai was now used to silence Haman. Because Mordechai and Esther were massacring the silence of Noach, and they brought life, not only for themselves, but for the nation. So truly, Megillat Esther, to reveal and to hide, teaches us about the art of knowing when to speak and knowing when to be silent. And that is true vis-a-vis our speech about Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyacha. We are also living in Shas Hashmad. Very difficult, very frightening, very hidden times. Well, we do not know what Hashem is doing. That's for sure. Amishar, I forget his last name, who just fell Erev Shabbat, 43 years old. School from the settlement of Eli. I shouldn't have said that word. From Eli, the community of Eli. 43 years old. He was by his wife and six children. He was an ambulance driver. He volunteered for Magen David Adom. He was also a school teacher. He was the 18th Talmud from Yeshivat Eli Tefal. We don't understand the ways of Hashem. We do not understand the ways of Hashem. What was the essence of Mordechai? The Mordechai is your Diber Tov Alamelech. Mordechai was one who always found something good to say about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, even if he was living in times when he did not understand. Okay. Baruch Hashem, ma'ahati sorasecha. Kolem yisichasi, me'ayvai tichakameni mitzvasecha. Our Torah and our mitzvah should always make us wiser than our enemies. Tichakameni. Ki le'olam hili. Hodu la'ashem ki tov ki lo'am chasto. I wish everybody again chodash v'azor Hashem. Asher yishlutu ha'yehudim heima. B'soneim kol tov and thank you to all. Actually, this is our final shiur of Shemir Salashim before Purim. So we should be zochah to implement these lessons, to learn from the Gilat Esther. And we'll, Be'ezor Hashem, bring Yeshua and Simcha and Shalom lanu u'lechai Yisrael. Oh, I'm a very freilich and Simcha's filled Purim to all. Thank you so much and Kol Tov.